I'm so sorry, I was so set to be on time. And then, of course, someone gets their bag stuck in the train doors and we all have to wait for them to sort themselves out. And then, of course, the train stops to regulate the service and Matt said I was going to be on time and I left on time and everything. And then, sorry, have you been waiting long?
Oh, no, don't worry. I love you, but the last thing I expect of you is punctuality.
Right. Well, what are you drinking?
Soy latte. Classic, wasn't feeling too adventurous.
Soy is adventurous.
Are you just saying that to make me feel better? What are you having?
The turmeric and matcha latte, please.
Soy's adventurous?
I panicked. I'm late. I'm flustered. I'm not even sure I like turmeric. Anyway, how are you? How's everything going?
Not too bad, yeah. What updates do I have for you?
What, how's work?
Still hard, honestly, but I think this might be my last year there. I need to mix it up. I'm feeling a bit stuck there at the minute.
Oh, a new job. But last time I saw you, you were still filling in the child application. Oh, is that not happening anymore?
I guess it really has been that long. Well, we finished that application.
Oh, it's amazing.
And that one was declined.
Oh, I'm...
So we started again. That was declined too.
Oh, okay. And so the plan now is...
After three declined, we gave up. That's not really any plan beyond that. Took too much energy from me. And Jerry too. Couldn't face one more rejection. Being told you're not suitable candidates for childbearing over and over took quite a toll on me.
I'm so sorry. It's such a horrible thing to have to go through for any couple. I guess you can reapply in a few years, though, right?
I don't know if I'll be able to conceive then, though.
Claire, don't think like that.
At this point, Sarah, I'm so much more understanding of all those couples who bear children illegally.
Right. Yeah. But you're not thinking of, doing...
I'll be honest, I did want to talk to you. I mean, of course I wanted to catch up with you. You know I always do, but you still work in the civil service, right? You know about cases where people go against government permission and they let them keep the child, right? What do they do? It's an appeal, right? How would I write a good appeal?
You're not seriously thinking of making a child on multiple declined applications, Claire.
I'm not thinking anything. I'm just asking you for information.
Well, Claire, I mean, Jesus, that's not even my department. And even if it was, I just answer the phones. I don't actually...
Please, Sarah...
Let me emphasize the potential fine and risk of imprisonment. I mean, actual imprisonment, Claire. Like, it's absolutely not worth the risk at all. But from my experience, from what I know, which really is not a lot, those people have never applied for children before. They've provided evidence to show contraception was used or that it would be medically detrimental to the mother to abort the child.
So nothing that applies to me then.
So sorry for the wait. Can I get you guys anything else?
No, thank you.
Pick anything off the menu, honestly, our way of apologising.
She said we're fine.
I know you're upset, but that's no reason to reject free drinks.
Have you seen the protests?
What?
They're protesting, you know? The kids without siblings, the parents without children, the ones with mothers in prison.
Yes, I've heard about them. What about them?
They don't bother you at all?
What's that supposed to mean?
You still work for the people making these decisions. The people making kids protest for their rights to a brother or a sister. You don't have any guilt for the part you play in that.
Like I told you, I'm not an assessment officer. I just answer the phones. I just do my job.
You read the study about black people being ridiculously less likely to be accepted for kids than white people, right?
I'm not sure what you want me to say.
Is it true?
It's not my job.
It might not be your job. Not explicitly, but those application fees pay your wages. The applications for black people matter, Sarah. Jesus!
All applications matter, Claire. There's no way to get special treatment just because you're some minority group. I'm not saying this as a civil service employee. It's always that way, Claire. Isn't it? It's one of those things we just have to get used to and listen. It's not just black people. It's Asians, it's gays, it's disabled, whatever else could subject a child to a harder life.
Oh, so being black makes life harder. This is the whole reason it is harder. You created this cycle where it's harder to be black, so we can't have children, so it stays harder to be black. There's nothing about skin colour that fundamentally makes me any better or worse at raising a child.
I'm not saying I think it is.
But you're happy to work for a system that does?
I will not apologise for my work, Claire. This isn't even what I came here to do. Can we just catch up? I feel like I'm on the phone in the office. Listen, I'll even look over your next application for you. See if there's any areas I think could use some work. Can we just leave it at that?
Justine was at the protest.
Justine, my niece?
Saw her on someone's social media.
Right, Claire, I swear. This is the last I will say on the matter. I have been used a lot for my role for what people think I might know or think I might be able to help with. I did not think you would be one of those. At the end of the day, Claire, fewer applications are being accepted every year. More boxes need to be checked to even qualify. More criteria added every single review. They have a cap, and once they reach it, no more for the year. I have no control over that.
Have you seen the clips of these protests, Sarah? Kids are literally being pushed down and beaten by police. Peaceful kids and families and grandparents are being arrested. Justine is out there because even she can see this is wrong. How can you be so unbothered by all that?
Well, that's the risk they take when they protest. No one is making them do that.
I never thought you'd sound like this.
Like what?
Like an oppressor.